Okay, it's wonderful to see all of you today. Announcements, there's going to be a worship meeting today after church, and Florence's funeral is going to be held here on Friday. The viewing will begin at 1 o'clock, the service will begin at 2, and then the burial will be following the service, and then the family has graciously invited us to a lunch in Fellowship Hall. All right. Other announcements. I'm wearing my rookie shirt today. Okay. Dan teases me that I am the rookie, and I think that that is such a blessing because I will always think of myself as consistently praying for the Spirit to guide me and to direct me. I will always try my best as a rookie. I will always strive to learn something new. I will always make mistakes, and I will learn from my mistakes. And I trust that I will be forgiven for my mistakes. And I will always strive to love how Jesus loved. I don't think I'll ever be perfect in any area of my life. And so this rookie shirt and spending time thinking about being a rookie has brought nothing but joy to me because I am a rookie who is striving to live and love as Jesus loves us. Okay, are there any other announcements before we go into prayer? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together to worship you. Open our hearts to hear your message. Bless this community this morning and encourage us to take your message into the world. Bless those that are not here with us. Allow them to know that we miss them, and we pray that they are well. In your name, amen. What are the things that make you feel happy? What brings you happiness and peace? A walk? Reading? Spending time in a devotional? Singing, practicing, singing? Preparing a delicious dinner for yourself or a dinner that you will share with others? Hunting? Calling a friend? Visiting with a friend? We may feel refreshed and happy just sitting here in Wellspring Church. We're sitting in peace in the presence of our Lord this morning. I'm simply going to light this candle in a peaceful moment. We can look at this candle and breathe and just know that the Spirit is with us. Perhaps it's singing a song or humming a song. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Sometimes whisper singing. Sometimes singing at the top of your lungs to give praise to God will bring you peace. He's not only with us, he is within us. He loves each of us so. He hears our burdens. He never turns away from us. He always turns toward us. We never face our troubles alone. He is our companion and he is our friend. He is our hope, and it is him, in him that we find peace. I'm sharing from Psalm 31, verses 19 to 24. How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. Before you get out of bed, know that you have been blessed. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, safe from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in your presence, far from accusing tongues. Doesn't matter what other people say. Praise the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. He kept me safe when my city was under attack. And in panic, I cried out, I am cut off from the Lord. But you heard my cry for mercy and answered my call for help. Love the Lord, all you godly ones. For the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes the arrogant. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Two Sundays ago, I was Zooming my lesson from home. And I was sharing how we all so strive to be perfect, and I had my little coffee plastic cup in front of me, styrofoam cup, and I broke the styrofoam cup into pieces as I was sharing that there are times when I feel tired and that there are times where maybe I don't tell the full truth. It would be a white lie, right? Or maybe I drive over the speed limit. Or maybe I have this little bit of an angry feeling at a person from my past who hurt me. And then I put the foam cup into this, and I wanted to show everyone that this is a broken vase, but a broken vase is just filled with God's love. All these pieces have been put back together, Miss Haley painted this for me, have been put back together to create, I think, an even more beautiful vase. When we turn to God, and we let him know what our weaknesses are, and we give thanks for our strengths, we come out even better than we were before. We may not realize it, but God's Spirit is working in you, and you turn out better than you were before. God freely shares his goodness with his believers. How blessed we truly are. God's goodness allows us to work through both panic and sad moments as we are encouraged to lean into his protection. When we feel weak and defeated, we remain in God's hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the good times, when feeling blessed and at peace, practice turning to God. Give thanks to him. Read about him. Share about him. This habit will be what you turn to when you are then struggling. Turning to God allows us to be at peace in our hearts and in our minds. Don't our minds go off thinking crazy things sometimes? Turn to God. And we talk with our families and neighbors and coworkers about sale prices, about the weather, about gas prices, about our children, sometimes about politics and sometimes viruses. Do we ever take the time to talk to our neighbors about God? In Jesus, we're able to find a consistent, confident peace. Thank goodness. In John 15, Jesus shares about fruit coming to those who stay connected with him. We are becoming who God made us to be. Each day we're becoming more and more who God wants us to be. You may not see the fruit you believe you have produced, But with Jesus in your heart, just know that it is growing and it is happening, and the branches bearing fruit are a true gift from our Lord, showing what he can do for us and what we can do through him, a part of him. It becomes difficult apart from him. It becomes very difficult to lead a fulfilled life. Goodness, we lift those up that live apart from him as they struggle each day. A fruit-filled life, a joy-filled life, leads to loving one another as our Lord has loved us. Oh, that's peace. Doesn't our divided world need this so badly, this very moment? Trust and be glad in the Lord in our moments of peace, and more so in difficult times when we say out loud, and you may repeat after me, thank you for not holding my sins against me. Thank you for not holding my sins against me. I am blessed. I am blessed. I honor you, God. And this one really loud. Thank you for your loving kindness.
Thank you for your loving kindness.
It feels different when we say it louder, right? Practice at home. I am blessed, Jesus. I honor you, Jesus. Whisper it. Say it. We do not need to prove ourselves to Jesus. He is faithful and he is quick to forgive us. Before I read to you from the Gospel of John, I would like to share what theologian John MacArthur writes about John. He writes that John composed his gospel to provide reasons for saving faith in his readers, as a result, to assure them that they would receive the divine gift of eternal life. Both the apologetic purpose, which is the theology of defending the authority and the origin of Christianity, which is closely related to the evangelistic purpose of faith, which would be emphasizing the authority of the Bible and having conversation and sharing the doctrine of salvation, they both turn us toward Jesus. And John wrote to convince his readers of Jesus' true identity as the incarnate God-man, whose divine and human natures were perfectly united into one person who was the prophesied Christ Messiah and the Savior of the world. John wrote well into his old age, sharing from his direct experiences from Jesus. Can you imagine? Face-to-face conversation with Jesus? Lessons specifically for you from Jesus? Starting at John 16, verse 30. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Do you now believe? Jesus replied. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, and yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus is God. Jesus knew his death would occur and that he would rise from the dead and ascend into heaven. And the disciples were being told what was going to be happening in the future. They understood. They didn't have doubts. At that time, they were confident in their faith, and they were understanding the importance of going out and teaching others. They knew that they would be on their own and that it would become difficult to share their faith at times. Their beliefs would be shaken to the core. Jesus was answering the questions that they had not even shared with him. Jesus knew them. He knew their needs. He knew the disciples so well that he understood what was on their minds and in their hearts. And when Jesus says, but take heart, he is telling them, find peace. Take comfort from what I am saying and what is happening. He encouraged them to stay positive, find happiness, and be at peace. Theologian Bruce writes, Jesus read their hearts better than they even knew. Not only could he answer their unspoken questions, he could assess the strength of their belief in him. It was sincere and genuine, bound up with their love for him, but it was about to be exposed to a test such as they had never imagined. Jesus has come to overcome this world. We can find peace in that. He has come to overcome this world. He offered peace to his disciples. Jesus gave them an assurance that Jesus himself knew what would be happening. Jesus assured them that he himself would be at peace. Jesus would not be alone. He would be with his Father God. We too have peace with God because of our faith. Standing on that rock of Jesus, we are right with God. Amen. It is good to rejoice and have hope for future glory. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. I read that we may not rejoice because of our sufferings, but we can rejoice in them. Jesus will bring peace into our lives. Jesus had peace knowing what his immediate future was for him. Pause and think what he went through. The absolute unimaginable would be happening to Jesus, and yet he was offering peace. And he still offers peace to his followers. He has made a way for each believer to be at peace. Jesus wants to give you peace. He wants you to abide in his presence and to have faith and patience in him. That's written by Ken Pilcher. He wants you to have peace. Our foundation for peace is in Jesus Christ. May we find peace with Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we love you, and we're thankful that you love and accept us as your children. There is such blessing in a thankful, believing heart. Help us to trust in you no matter what the circumstances around us look like. Sometimes it is hard, Lord, and we pray that we just continue to reach and to look for you. Thank you for forgiving our sins and for bringing restoration into our lives. Help us to pursue peace and to live at rest even through trials. May we live each day at peace with you as our Father. In your name, amen.